The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How are you?
I'm great, Gil. How are you?
Good, good. Happy for fall to be here. Let's start with what we can do for our homes this fall, and let's start with the landscape. What should you do there?
Well, you know, your lawn needs attention now, so it'll thrive in spring. So a great place to start is by aerating it. And in aeration, you use tools to pull up small plugs of grass and soil, and that lets water, oxygen, and nutrients get to the roots, and it gives seeds room to sprout. And you can do it yourself. There's like a you could get like a $20 hand aerating tool, which looks like a pitchfork. It's a bit labor intensive, so the do-it-yourself method is probably best for unplugging small sections of grass. Mm-hmm. You could also rent a gas-powered aerating machine, which is about the size of a big lawnmower, and that's good for working a big lawn. Probably rents for $20 an hour. And then if you have a really big property, you might want to call in a pro, and that could run about $150.
Fall is also actually a great time to seed your lawn.
Yeah, especially once the soil temperature reaches about 55 degrees, because the turf roots grow really vigorously in fall and winter. So make sure you water your new seed every day for 10 to 20 days until it germinates, and then fertilize it before the first frost, and then it'll survive the long winter.
Yeah, and you should mulch too, which I love because it saves on raking.
Oh my God, believe me. Because the shredded leaves protect the grass from the winter winds and dryness, and then they decompose into organic matter that feeds your grass roots. So you can just grind your leaves into mulch by running over them a couple times with your lawnmower. And I also just want to point out that late fall is a really good time to prune plants and trees because mm-hmm. the summer growth cycle is over. And, of course, you want to, I mean, if there's a multiple purposes here, you want to keep limbs and branches at least 3 feet from your house so moisture won't drip onto roofing and siding. And you want to prevent damage to your house, especially if there's winds and things.
Let's not forget the gutters. Gunky gutters can cause problems in winter.
Yes. I mean, those same branches could harm your gutters, but also clogged gutters can lead to ice dams in winter, and that weight could collapse the gutters.
All right, and since I've done all that and I'm kind of tired with being outside, let's go inside now.
All right, well, let's talk about the crawl space, if I could, because that's sort of an inside-outside area. So this is a good fall project because if your floors feel cold, even when the furnace is going strong, your crawl space may need insulating or re-insulating.
So what's the protocol here for moderate climates?
Yeah, that's a good question because in a moderate climate, like an area that doesn't get below freezing too often, floor insulation in the crawl space might be enough. So, for example, you can install a 6-inch thick R19 level fiberglass bat between the floor joists. And then also you have to make sure you have a strip of moisture control and mold prevention there. And you're looking at about $1 per square foot. And just so folks know, the R value is the ability of the insulation to prevent heat transfer. It's sort of the rating for the various levels of insulation you might buy. And the larger the number, the less the heat transfer.
Right. Okay, so that was moderate climates we did. Now, what about in places where the winters are rather bitter?
Well, in that case, you want to insulate the walls of the crawl space as well and seal all air leaks because you want to protect plumbing pipes and heat and cooling ducts that are protected from, to protect them from freezing temperatures, and plus you'll conserve energy that way.
Yeah.
So the best method for insulating the crawl space walls is with rigid insulation, and it's about $5 per square foot for a professional install.
Okay, so let's talk about furnace upkeep, as long as we're talking about trying to stay warm. That's a must-do for the fall.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have to schedule mine ASAP. So you want to schedule your heating and cooling pro to check and tune up your HVAC for the coming season. You pay $50 to $100 for a checkup, depending on your area. It is something you should do every year, so you could even consider an annual maintenance contract, because that might shave off some of the costs for the visits and keep you at the top of the list for checkups, things like that. But, of course, make sure you change your furnace filters every 2 months.
All right. I've got time for one more fall project before we go.
How about taking advantage of the cool weather to declutter your house?
Yeah, great time to organize the garage, install shelving, pegboards for tools, hanging brackets for bicycles, all the large sporting equipment. Good time to get that done.
Yeah, and declutter all your closets and storage spaces in the house, too. Donate as much as you can.
Right, because with the holidays coming, more stuff is coming into the house.
Exactly. It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. Well, not vicious. Nice, as long as the stuff coming into the house isn't the stuff that you're saying this is just taking up space within a couple of months. All good tips, Christina. You can visit houselogic.com/radio for even more information on getting your home fall and winter ready, and follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, we'll talk next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.